Welcome home, Prophet Grace.
Home? My feet had touched the ground for mere minutes. This little outcast outpost in northeast Brazil couldn't be home. But Tutelo, Virginia had stopped being home the moment I gave that speech in South Africa. It couldn't be, not with a father who was so disappointed in me, where death lurked, waiting to pounce if I came within the prophet's reach. No, I was a girl in search of a new home. And for now, this one would have to do. After escaping from the stadium in South Africa, Don, Zach, and I had managed to traverse the turbulent Atlantic Ocean to find a perch on the coast near an outcast metropolis called Redenção, named for the Portuguese word for redemption. Even from afar, it was a massive, glittering marvel, the ocean lapping right up to its feet. As I took in the sparkling sight, I was skeptical. How had I never heard that this massive city existed? But, as Don reminded me, any achievement by outcasts was seen by the mainstream world as a thorn in the eye of Great Spirit, a sign that following the prophets wasn't the only way to achieve success and prosperity. So Redenção had remained no more than a whisper. Until now, as it shouted its majesty loud and clear from the shore. Hundreds of outcast citizens of the city had assembled by the docks to pay their respects, to welcome me. Their furious adoration overwhelmed us, the smells of their bodies permeating the air. "It's okay," I wanted to tell them. "It's all a big con. None of this is real." But without access to the pills that would cure them of their guilt, I couldn't tell them the truth. Couldn't do anything but smile and nod and perform my part. After spending months playing double agent in Prophet Joshua's army, I hadn't thought there could be any role more difficult. Apparently, I'd been wrong. As the crowd grew more excited, pressing closer to me, I was startled by a faint buzzing from high above us. A drone, whizzing above the city. Before anyone else could react, the captain of our ship whipped out a gun and took it down in one shot, sending it careening into the ocean in a blaze of flaming metal.
"The prophets will use those to track your movements," the captain warned us. "Stay out of sight, or the missiles will come next."
Fear lodged itself in my throat. Everywhere we went, we'd be targets, endangering whomever we came close to. And seeing the fervor in that captain's eyes, I worried what might have transpired if that metal spy had been a human one. Would this devotee have been just as willing to kill in my name? The longer we stayed out in the open, we knew, the greater our risk of being spotted again. So the mayor of Redenção shuffled us away from the fray, leaving the crew of our boat behind.
"We cannot hide you in the city," he said ominously. "The prophets will find you, but I will take you to someone who can help."
He introduced us to a small, well-dressed man with skin that shone like amber and a fast-talking charm that made you quickly forget his outcast appearance. His malformed face twisted into a warm smile.
"I am Eduardo Souza," he introduced himself. "Your new best friend."
And indeed, Souza immediately began living up to that promise. As his hunched frame limped ahead of us, hurrying to open the town car door, he barraged me with compliments, keen to befriend the so-called prophet. While he was eager to protect us from the dangers we'd told him were closing in, it was clear he wasn't ready to stop there. He hoped that some of my prophet's aura would rub off on him, that my imaginary specialness would somehow make him special. I wished I felt special, felt like anything other than a fraud. As Souza helped us traverse the roads around Redenção, I realized those worshippers at the shore were just the tip of the iceberg. I was stunned to see my own face plastered on walls all throughout the area. Flyers, graffiti, banners hanging from windows. I was everywhere.
"How did they all know she was coming?" Don asked, nervous.
"They didn't," Souza said simply.
"This isn't some kind of show they're putting on for me?" I asked, confounded. Souza shook his head.
You are Grace, prophet of the outcasts. And this is a city of outcasts.